Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section. In case you're wondering, Doraville has been consumed by Atlanta. Used to be a little town outside of Atlanta. Now it's been assimilated. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Somebody who knows all about what I just said is our good friend Doug Tatum. He's a good old Georgia boy and chairman of the board of the Newport Board Group, entrepreneur in residence at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at the Florida State University, FSU, and the author of No Man's Land, and our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Doug. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about them. We're talking about the attitude of millennials in the marketplace, and he was just telling us in the last segment, Doug, about the research that you guys did on millennials and how they're, the fact that basically it seems to me that the fact that they have limited marketplace experience by the time they get to college, they really haven't observed and been part of the whole dynamic of buying something, you know, buy low and sell high, right?
Well, you're right, and it's interesting. I talked to a colleague about how in the world we could end up with these students with such little knowledge. And he had a fascinating, and I'm not saying it's the reason, but it was a fascinating thing to think about. He said, you know, in the old days, the math books were economic lessons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You learn math by, you know, Farmer Joe, you know, grows apples. And
absolutely.
Sells, you know. And so
they were the problem. What we call them? There was a name for those problems.
And so you know that's been removed. But you know it's interesting.
Now you can't do new math with Farmer Joe, can you?
You can't do new math with Farmer Joe. But needless to say, you know what I found teaching these students is that they can be extraordinarily bright. The way we're going to have to affect their learning is going to dramatically change. I mean, we don't have the time to talk to you about some of the experiments I did in the classroom, but I think the notion that they overwhelmingly have a negative view about how a company derives its profit is a big, big problem. And I did a statistical sample of the American public, across gender, across religion, across political affiliation, income, et cetera, and found that over half of the general public had the same view. So it's not just these students. And,
You know why? It's because we got a third of our nation is on government subsidy, and another third works for the government.
Yeah, we got big problems. I mean,
you think government employee union members have an appreciation of profit?
Yeah, well,
You think SEIU members have an appreciation of profit?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if we don't get that fixed, you're going to have bigger problems. That's exactly right. It is a disease that will destroy the opportunity for a lot of folks. And
but Doug, don't you think we're already seeing that? I mean, look at the decline.
I think the decline of small business
and startups right now. I mean, I wrote two articles about this recently. There is a documented decline of entrepreneurship in America. There's a documented decline in small business. I see it all the time. And it's not just small businesses, it's the institutions that have supported small businesses, like chambers of commerce aren't as robust as they used to be. Small banks, there's been one small bank chartered since 2007, and we've lost 1,500. So what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, well, that's a regulatory regime that's crushing community banks. That's a whole another segment. But so yeah, I mean, what if you look at the underlying engine and optimism about a lot of these things, it is, and I think sometimes too, the media tries to portray that the only entrepreneurs are the ones out in Silicon Valley.
That's exactly right. And you know, and I have to tell you this, Doug, a lot of people in your profession do too. A lot of the members of the Academy, I've debated them on this. A lot of members of the Academy believe that the only entrepreneurs are the ones who are going to be gazelles.
Yeah, and well, that might be what they're most interested in. But the reality of it is that there's somebody out there innovating in just about every sector of the economy.
Correct. Yes.
And the only way you're going to grow jobs in the future is to get those companies up to scale and help them grow. And then, you know, as our beloved friend Bo Burlingham says, it's okay to stay small, make money, and be a small giant, too.
You know, so the bedrock of America, society, Our Main Street small businesses that never plan to leave Main Street.
Yeah.
And exactly. I propose, Doug, that most gazelles didn't know they were going to be a gazelle 3 years before they were.
No, they don't. I mean, I don't think that anybody growing businesses you know, the planning cycles aren't more than a year at the most anyway. So you just kind of go with the flow, and sometimes you find that you have a value proposition that's scalable, and then you got to go through no man's land. But the vast majority of companies don't. And but more importantly, think about your audience out there has got employees, and how horrifying it would be to think that the majority of them believe that the profits you derive are done by cheating the customer.
Yep, and that's my problem. If my employees feel that way, that's on me. Doug Tatum and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.